Time to find out what's doing around the Singleton District with Mayor Sue Moore. How are you doing today, Sue?
Well, thanks, Andrew.
That's the way. We'll have a chat about one of the best initiatives I think a local council's ever come up with soon, but we're going to start with the advocacy documents.
This is Mark 3 of our document, and it has been quite successful. We've had some results across some projects, but it's a very handy document to hand out to both levels of government, state and federal, and obviously opposition and government. So they're the main points of the concerns of Singleton across many different things. Of course, the bypass full interchange being at the Putty Road intersection being number one on our concern list, which now appears to have been sorted. So we can push on with other things that are important. The dual lanes, of course, were important also, but they can be added at a later stage. The full interchange was most urgent. Other things on our advocacy document, of course, are the police station. It's got a little bit of airtime recently with the by-election as well. But the other things in the document are all things that we've been speaking about over and over again with, as I said, all levels of government. Has been well accepted by all. So we've rushed through our Mark 3, ready for the by-election that's just come up.
Also, legacy funds.
The legacy fund is something that also we've been working on for quite some time. And we finally had our first meeting of the Social Economic Development Fund recently. So that's one of the four pillars that will work under the actual legacy fund. So a legacy fund is basically a fund that will plan for development or future planning for programs and business opportunities and the like through many years as we gain funds into that fund. So we've already got about $38 million in that fund. Some of that's come from, for example, the sale of Wallaby Scrub Road and the VPA, some of the VPA money that we've got from various mining companies. So that's all now in a pot and being used as applications can come through as to what they might be. Of course, the roads money sits under a roads pillar, so that sits under the roads area. The Social Economic Development Fund is another one that will be chaired by Councillor Godfrey Adamswaite. So we'll have our second meeting with that one in a couple of months, I believe. So we'll be able to start looking at applications, or the staff will look at applications before they pass them on to the committee to consider those. So we can start actually planning for things into the future. The idea is to not to spend the capital out of that, but to spend the interest out of that so that it goes on for many years into the future.
Love it. Thinking towards the future, that's what all levels of government should be doing, and not all of them do, Sue, if you don't mind me saying.
They don't. And these opportunities with roads that we've sold and VPA funds won't go on forever. So we need to think about that most sincerely for the next generations of community and councillors that will come after us.
And now, Sue, one of the great initiatives that you guys have put together, sadly it had to be cancelled or suspended, really, when all the rains came a few weeks ago, but it's back on this Saturday, the tyre drop-off.
Yeah, much waited for, and we had a very successful mattress drop-off a while back, and we will be having another mattress drop-off soon, but this weekend is a tyre drop-off. So 4 tyres per resident of Singleton LGA, no truck tyres or heavy machinery tyres, four-wheel drive tyres are okay, and then, of course, car tyres, motorbike tyres, anything like that. So at the tip or at the waste management facility this weekend. Don't miss the opportunity. It's the first one, and I hope to see them flooded with tyres.
Although, even though the heavy industry tyres and the truck, the big truck tyres aren't allowed, part of me would love to see one of those big dump trucks from the mine turn up and only to be turned away when you say, no, that's too big, I'm sorry, you'll have to take that one back to the mine.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to waste people's time by them turning up with something that's not going to be accepted. That's why we've been clear about what's not going to happen.
Very much so. Sue Moore, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date. We'll catch up with you again in a couple of weeks.
No worries. Thank you.